I don't know what sexy is, and neither do they.
Hey, baby.
It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Kendall, we are here in Egypt. Our booth is mere meters away from the Sphinx itself. Can you believe this?
Isn't this exciting?
It's so exciting.
I'm a huge fan of the pyramids. I love them. Look at the architecture, Cliff. So simple.
So pyramid-like.
I love it. It's just wonderful.
I just think it's so big. How did aliens do it? Is that what we think?
They gave some knowledge to early man. They gave him the blueprints.
Oh.
They told him how to do it.
They said, stack it this way.
They told him how to invent a time machine. And then
it
goes deep, Cliff. It goes deep.
Weird.
I've watched every one of those weird conspiracy shows about pyramids. Have you ever seen any of those?
No.
It's crazy what people think.
No. Well, what do you think? Slaves?
Yeah,
just built by slaves
and waterways that used to connect to there. But you know, as with everything else, it was built for somebody's ego.
Are you telling me water made the pyramids like it did the Grand Canyon?
No, they used water on like with boats to transfer the big stones back then because they had a causeway or a waterway that would come all the way up right next to the pyramids.
Oh, Kendall, you and your crazy theories.
Science. Did you know that this is all under dirt or under sand a long time ago? They found like the tip of the Sphinx.
Really?
Like, we gotta dig this sucker out.
Just the tip. And then imagine what else lay beneath.
Two
surface.
Big old fatsos doing a show.
Oh, this
present
is
day.
Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. This is the present day that you're listening. And we're an internet talk show / radio filler program on Ride 99 in Busheltown.
I think one of the best.
One of the best what towns? But
radio / filler programs.
Oh,
KBSH.
One of the best radio / filler programs on KBSH. Yes, yes, I'll grant you. Yes, we are one of
all
the best
saying.
Of those. And that's all I'm agreeing.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're agreeing to that, Cliff. Can
Agreed.
You smell the agreement in the air?
Agreement. Oh my God.
Is your sense of smell working?
No,
unfortunately,
I don't think it is.
Because Charles was in here earlier.
He was in here earlier. Well, he slept in the booth last night because he was afraid. He kept saying he was afraid a mummy was going to come out of the pyramids and get him.
Well, and why couldn't he have slept in his hotel room?
Did we get him one? I don't know.
Oh, maybe we didn't.
I don't know. Kendall, I don't keep the books.
Give Mr. Snodbottom in here.
Give Mr. Snodbottom.
No, Cliff, we're talking about smell this week.
Oh, did you request my presence here in the booth?
Well, Mr. Snodbottom, now that you're here, yes. I did have a question.
Yeah, Kendall, he really wanted you, so
what did
you want to say?
Do we even get Charles a room?
Of course, Snodbottom. He volunteered to sleep in the booth last night. He said he wanted to catch a mummy.
Catch a mummy? Dear, isn't it beautiful here? This wonderful sun rising over the dunes here with the beautiful pyramids rising up. Aren't they gorgeous? God's glory, dear.
Breathtaking, dear. Praise Christ.
Isn't the Sphinx glorious?
It is glorious. I wish whatever had happened to his nose had not happened.
Could you imagine seeing it the day it was first built, dear?
Oh, it has to have been glorious, Sugar Lump.
It would rival some of the most beautiful sights in the world.
Oh,
now, dear, we're going to go check out King Tut's tomb. Isn't that exciting?
Yes. Oh, bring your camera, girl.
Oh, well, he's not there, you know.
Yeah, if y'all are expecting to see him.
Dear, of course not. He's on tour around the country, dear. We're just going to see the tomb.
Oh, you know, King Tut, he's always touring.
Wasn't that an amazing song as well? King Tut.
Oh, what a song. It was. It really was. What a song.
Oh, nonsense, Buzz. Dear, we've got to get going.
Oh, dear, you're quite right. There's a line forming. Quickly, dear.
Oh, yes. Don't forget the flashbulb.
Oh, that sounds fun. We have to go check out King Tut's tomb later.
We have to. I want to see
And I'm going to put that song on my phone.
You're going to have to. Kendall, I'm sure that's never been played
ever
in the Sphinx before. I want to go see one of those sarcophaguses because I want to see if I fit in it and if I'm the same size as King Tut.
No. Cliff.
No.
Present day, Cliff and Kendall would need a lot bigger sarcophagi to fit.
Kendall, I'm not that kind of sarcophagi. Kendall, tell me something about smells. Did you tell us this was a show about smells?
I kept telling us.
Did you?
Nobody seemed to care.
Nobody. I certainly don't recall a minute of that, but you go ahead and tell us more.
Well, Cliff, one of the most fascinating things I've learned about the sense of smell and doing all the research of these notes from writers.
Fascinating.
Is that, did you know we don't smell when we sleep?
What?
I mean, Charles smells, but he doesn't smell.
Now that can't be true.
It's true. It's science.
It's science. Kendall, while humans each have a favorite smell, do you have a favorite smell? What's your favorite smell?
Cake. I do. It's like one of those things that goes back to childhood. I remember the smell of my mother's perfume. And that always like takes me back.
What was it?
It's Estee Lauder.
Estee Lauder.
Like it's not even a perfume. It's like a bath oil that she would put on straight onto the skin. It was very strong.
All right. Kendall.
You asked.
Kendall, we've all got regrets. And Kendall, animals, they also have a favorite smell. Did you know this?
What is their favorite smell?
Cats really like the smell of valerian, whatever that is.
Valerian?
I
must be the common name for catnip.
Maybe so. Kendall, guess what? Lines like a minty smell. So I'm glad we weren't munching on those Altoids when we saw those lions on the safari.
Oh, my God. I hope I didn't bring any minty toothpaste.
Oh, well, thank God you had not brushed your teeth in days. Kendall, the camels, though, what do camels like the smell of?
Beef jerky.
No.
What would a camel like? Water? I don't
know. Tobacco.
Tobacco?
Yeah, that's why they picked Joe Camel as their mascot.
Well, holy shit.
There you go.
There was something behind that all along.
Something behind that.
I thought
that
it was just a cartoon.
No, Kendall, it was science.
Science. Well, Cliff, did you know that you can smell fear and disgust?
Oh, really?
Can you smell it over the airwaves from all the listeners?
Is that what the smell was?
No,
back when we
it.
Used to do those live shows.
Yes, and we're like, what's that? What's that aroma?
Oh, it's the audience's disgust. Yeah, well, Kendall, guess what?
What?
As it turns out, the phrase, wake up and smell the coffee, is more true than you would imagine. Do you know why?
No, because I love coffee.
I know. It's because you can only smell the coffee after you're awake.
True that, Cliff.
True that. That was a pop quiz and you failed.
That was a good point. I walked right into that one.
F minus.
Well, Cliff, did you know that you will lose your smell as you get older?
Kendall, do you wear a cologne?
I do.
What scent is it?
Oh, those camels are going to love it. It's
tobacco?
No, it's
you just smoke a pack of Marlboro?
Okay, here's what it's called. Susan just found it for me and got it, and I liked it, so I use it. But it's called Jazz Club. Is the I know. And I thought it was a weird, stupid, pretentious name. But it smells really good. And it says, like, hints of tobacco. And I don't know. I like it. But I don't spray it on me. I like spraying. I walk through it.
Oh.
Spray, sachet, and walk away.
Well, I have been wearing Ode to Gaga.
Ode to Gaga.
It's the Lady Gaga unisex perfume cologne.
Are you loving it?
I do love it. And I spray it right on me.
This segment brought to you by...
Yeah,
Ode to Gaga.
I spray it right on. It's good. I also like it because the name is Ode to Gaga, which reminds me of the perfume that Pee Wee Herman created to give out as a gift on his Christmas special, which was Ode to Pee Wee. And so I feel like the Ode to Gaga is the next best thing.
He was a big fan.
Yeah.
Well, so what does it say that it smells like on the box?
I want to say it has tobacco in it, too. Everybody's big... cigarette smoker these days.
I know,
days.
They're like, well, the cigarettes are gone. We got to bring it back in perfume form.
Yeah, and, like leather, and I don't know. Uh-huh. It's unisex, but I don't know. I just got it because it's old Gaga.
Gaga was on it.
And that was as close to old yeah. Pee Wee as I could find. Kendall, the sense of smell gets bored easily. Like teens.
Bored.
Kendall, and our listeners, when entering a bakery or florist, you're very aware of the aroma. But by the time you reach the checkout, Kendall, you'll barely even be able to smell all that shit.
With all that stuffed up my mouth.
Can you believe it? Now, Kendall, one time I was real embarrassing. This is a sad story because it involves our dearly departed frequent guest star, Alan.
Oh, you know, it hurts when you bring it up.
In heaven, living it up, mm-hmm. We can only presume. But anyway, he's gone from the mortal coil now. Mm-hmm. But one day I was with him in Brooklyn and we went to this cheese shop. And I was like a big yokel, and I was like, oh, this cheese is gagging me. It smells so bad. I gotta go outside. But it did smell so terrible. I couldn't stay inside.
It's like a foot store.
Yeah, and I, you know, I love cheese.
Oh, I know. Well, some of that cheese. Yeah. Like, how old is this cheese? But,
yeah. Oh, my.
We had such a wonderful time in the tomb, dear. It was beautiful
yes.
in there.
Oh, say cheese, boys.
We're cheese. Just talking about cheese.
I had one snap left on that roll of film.
Oh, I hope it was a good angle.
Oh, very good angle from over here, boy.
Oh, dear, every angle's a wonderful one for both of you.
Oh.
Well, thank you.
Sorry, what is that perfume? Is that...
Oh, this is just the smell of the tomb, boy.
It's very strong. Yes, it smells very strong. Well, we're just talking about how bad big senses of smells. That's a strong one.
Well, you know, they really wanted to keep it smelling since they believed that all the pharaohs kept living forever or some such nonsense.
Yes, dear, it's very important for their livelihood.
Oh, yes. So the smell rubs off on whomever so leaveth the tomb.
Well, I hope it washes off.
I hope
what is,
so.
What is that? What is that new perfume?
Oh, is that what that? The smell is?
Oh,
what is
my
that?
Goodness, what is this?
Oh, dear, is that one of King Tut's belongings?
Oh, my goodness, dear, how did this get in my purse?
Oh,
it must have fallen in, dear.
Oh,
this
no.
is terrible. What? If,
well, just go give it back. Say, hey, this fell in the purse.
No, he might not. I understand it. What if we're cursed?
Oh, no, girl. Not a curse from King Tut.
He's not even in the tomb. Why would he curse
No,
you?
He's on tour. He's no, like, yeah, you know,
everyone knows
Dave Matthews Band.
No, everyone knows the curse of King Tut's tomb, dear. If you take something from it, he's destined to come after you.
Oh, Sugar Lump, have you cursed us, girl?
Oh, my goodness. We must try to see if we can get this back in.
Oh, we must make restitution to the king.
Somebody find Charles. Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know if a curse would hurt this show anymore.
I don't know.
I don't know. Dessert.
What is this show?
Do you want to hear something stupid?
I don't know. Do I?
I don't know. I didn't know what you want to do first.
Hell, why not?
All right, let's hear something that's stupid.
Have
a good old stupid question.
Listeners are like, I've been hearing something stupid for like 14 minutes.
Well, now I'm going to put it in question form. Or change it up. Cliff, I've got a question for you. What do you take with you everywhere you go, with the exception of your keys, your wallet, and your phone? What else do you take with you everywhere you go?
Oh, just an attitude that I'm living for love, and, you know, that.
Beautiful, beautiful. I was going to say my Yeti cup with coffee.
My Yeti cup with coffee. No, you know this Yeti cup, somebody gave it to me, and I almost gave it away, but... It's so magical because you can have ice in it,
uh-huh.
And I'll wake up the next day,
uh-huh.
And it's not even been covered, and the ice is still there.
Oh, I did the same thing. Somebody gave it to me, and I was like, I'll try this.
I said, I don't want this damn metal cup.
2 days later, I still had hot coffee. Stupid questions brought to you by Yeti. Cliff, what is the worst place that you've been stuck for a long time? And don't say this booth.
This booth for years and years in this booth.
That hurt.
No. Well, it was a few weeks ago when we were buried alive. It was very unpleasant
it was
because
rough.
There, Mr. Snowbottom had a bowel attack in the booth. You threw up, which made me throw up.
Chain reaction. And shit happens.
And then it was several hours after that that we were finally uncovered and able to leave the booth. So that's the one that really sticks out in my mind right now.
Speaking of the sense of smell.
Sense of smell.
Just like with a bakery, kind of went unnoticed after a couple hours.
You know, it did after we started playing that game of I Spy.
Yeah. My smelly eye. Okay, Cliff, what is something that really annoys you but doesn't seem to bother many other people?
I don't know, rising fascism? No. I don't know. What does bother me? A lot of things, you know, just, I don't know. Traffic bothers me. I hate it.
All right.
But I guess everybody hates that, but not as much as I do.
He's the king. One more for you.
One, just give me one more.
Have you ever had an event in your life that defied explanation?
That defied explanation.
Did you ever get a golden ticket?
No, I never did. I get a golden ticket. There have been so many things in life that defy expectation. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, every day, my expectations are defied.
And see, that was a pop quiz. You're living for love. Good job. That was a good answer.
Love. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
more stupid questions for you.
I hope that they get that thing returned to the tomb, and where they don't charge us a surcharge or anything.
Well, they got a big sign that says "Tomb closed for the evening." We better go see what's happening.
We'll check into this.
We'll be right back.
Yep.
Don't touch that dial. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
I've tried fad diets, powders, pills. Still, my weight's been up and down like a yo-yo until the AIDS plan taught me how to take off weight and help keep it off.
AIDS may taste like a candy, but AIDS contains one of the most effective appetite suppressants you can buy, and there's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
With AIDS, I ate less, so the weight came off. To help keep it off when I sometimes want things loaded with calories, AIDS helps put me in control.
Let the AIDS plan teach you how to take off weight and help keep it off. Try peanut butter AIDS.
The prophecy has been fulfilled. Cliff and Kendall are back.
It's all right.
I think it'll be fine.
This is horrible. The tomb is closed for cleaning, and I don't know what we're going to do. This is terrible.
How will we appease the spirits?
Well, just stay in the booth with us. We're going to tell you some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know if I can handle anything weird right now.
It might push us over the edge.
No, it's going to take your mind off the curse.
It will.
Think about it.
Kendall, there's no curse. Quit feeding into the frenzy.
Take your mind off of what you think is that.
Right, what you think is that.
I don't know about that, boy.
I'm not sure as well.
Definitely unsure.
Dear, look, I'm getting confused very badly. Dear, I think it's the curse.
Don't you think so, dear?
I never get confused.
Oh no, I think it's spreading.
Look. All right, here, I got a weird news thing for you.
Yeah, Kendall, tell us whatever you want to tell us.
Not too crazy, dear.
Nothing too crazy.
All right. In Paris.
Gay Perry. Remember Paris? That was wonderful.
Paris is beautiful, dear. Too bad we'll never see it again.
Oh, no.
Hey, in Paris.
Yeah.
Authorities are taking an unusual approach to combat public urination.
Oh, shit.
What a terrible thing that's happened. My goodness.
Oh, please don't tell me anything so disgusting.
People urinating in the streets. This must be the curse.
Oh.
Now, look, they're fixing it. The city is putting exposed eco-friendly urinals right out in the public along the riverways and place where you can just like walk right up and just pee right in the bucket there.
Oh, what has happened to decorum and etiquette, girl?
Well, I only bring it up because I thought finally we found a place for Charles to move.
Now, Kendall, tell me this. Would you not give your eye teeth if we had those all over America?
Are you kidding? I want one in my backyard.
People like us who have to go pee all the time.
Oh, my goodness, just... It's not proper to in public, right out there in the open.
Very improper. Why don't you simply go number one before you leave home?
Of course, dear. Or use one of the public bathroom facilities.
Paid for by our tax dollars.
Exactly, dear. What a wonderful thing.
All right, well, I've got something. Let me tell you something weird, okay?
All right, hit us, Cliff.
And this is even weirder.
Oh, my goodness.
Kendall, guess what? Mexican police have found cocaine worth thousands of dollars hidden inside more than a dozen bread rolls during an airport drug raid. Can you believe this?
That's terrible.
Oh, not in the bread.
What if the children would have gotten into the bread?
Oh, tragedy.
Well, sniffer dogs helped anti-narcotics officers make the discovery in Guadalajara. And they found 15 big bread rolls filled with a bag of 120 grams of cocaine each.
Oh, what a terrible thing.
That is. Now,
I didn't find this bread roll.
Because we would have just eaten and been like, is wrong? I was like,
that had a weird flavor too.
Like, this is really powdery in the middle.
You mean 15 rolls?
But, I mean, isn't bread enough? What people have to resort to stuffing it with cocaine these days. I think that's weird.
See, dear, things are happening. It's terrible. It must be the curse.
Oh, no.
Did you see when you were reciting that story, dear? I dropped my...
Excuse me.
Goodness, dear. Did you hear that? That must be from the curse.
Oh, of course. Oh, Cliff Boy, you've been cursed.
Oh, God, it's spreading. It's spreading.
All right, Kendall, do you have anything else weird?
I got something else weird for you. All right, at least 9 people so far have died, and dozens have become ill after eating contaminated food at a funeral in the Peruvian Andes. Can you believe it?
Terrible.
50 people were affected, 20 of those were hospitalized.
Oh,
they all got
no.
food poisoning at this funeral, and 12 people died. How terrible is that? That is awful, dear. That's such a terrible, sad story.
Well, I can only hope the food at those people's funerals was kept a closer eye upon.
That's very good suggestion, dear. I hope they're doing just that.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, speaking of France, remember how we were talking about Paris a minute ago?
Did you feel that, dear? The whole booth just moved here.
That was Kendall.
It rocks all the time when you step over here.
That was Kendall. Did you not see him shifting his way?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I'm a little on edge.
Well, back to France. Theme park in France is training what but crows to pick up cigarette butts and rubbish in a bid to keep it clean. It's called the Puy de Fou Park, and they said they were starting the initiative in hopes to show that nature itself could teach us all to care for the environment.
We just teach the animals to pick up our trash if we can't do it.
For every animal, for every cigarette butt they pick up, they're rewarded with a small nugget of food, which makes me think...
Oh, that's a very cute little notion, dear.
Hey, how can I get one of those jobs?
I'll pick up trash anywhere. You give me a candy bar at the end of it.
Oh, boys, hurry up all of this nonsense.
Dear, we must get back to the tube and see. Maybe we could... We should check with Charles to see if maybe he could pry the door open.
Oh, yes.
That sounds like a terrible
idea.
What
a wonderful idea.
We should get him at once, dear. Charles! Charles, dear! We need you to bring your hammer, dear. Oh, my God. Should we, leave now?
No. I don't know, Kendall, just live for love.
I'm trying.
Kendall, would you just be living for love for just a moment?
I'm living for love. I just, I don't want that love to end when they destroy the tomb.
Oh, Kendall.
Get happy.
Smell.
What is it? A sense of smell.
A sense of smell.
Oh, I smell it clearly.
Kendall, you are bumming me out, so yeah, let's do our wonderful time-tested segment, Get Happy.
Get happy.
Come on, get happy.
Kendall, I've got some get happy tips for you.
All right, good. I need
some. All right, Kendall, when you're trying to get happy, how's about you smell something relaxing?
That sounds like a good idea.
Smell one of those relaxing smells. Come on.
Like a pumpkin candle.
Sure. They reduce tension and they increase mental clarity. Something you could use a little bit of. Ooh. There, sir.
It's getting hot up in this roast.
Oh, I'll take that. I'll take a candle or mental clarity. Either one.
We'll settle for one. Either one.
Either one.
These days.
All right. I want you...
to get happy.
To get happy.
Get happy.
I want you to change your definition of happiness. I want you to make it about...
make it sadness.
And then every time you say I'm happy, you're being truthful.
You're at least being honest.
Yeah. No, I want you to find a peace and a tranquility and find a deep inner happiness. There you go.
Just do that.
I'm really talking to myself here because I can't do it.
Kendo, I'm going to talk to all of us.
All right. Okay.
Kendo, one of the hardest jobs of a psychotherapist is to convince that old anxious client that the feelings of low self-worth, the feelings of guilt and shame are not accurate. These negative thoughts cause negative feelings. And don't you know that your feelings are not facts? They're just feelings, stupid. Come on.
They're not facts.
They're not facts.
No. Fact is, you can make your own happiness.
You can make your own happiness. Everybody, this whole world is baloney. Doo-doo, don't you think?
It is.
It's all made up. Everything is just because somebody once a long time ago said, hey, I think this is how shit should be.
And we're just flies on top of that shit.
And people are like, well, okay, I guess we should stay that way.
Yeah.
And so it just is. And we just have to jump through the hoops.
Jump through those hoops.
That's all we're left to do.
Well, at
least, hoop jumping.
See, and you put on a good outfit and you smile while you're jumping through the hoops.
Oh, that's supposed to make you happy.
That's positive.
Kendall, I think even better than that. Why don't you...
That wasn't a tip. That was just me being funny.
That was just you commenting on my clothes. Yeah. Thanks. Kendall, no, visualize anything positive. When confronted with those anxious, awful thoughts, take a moment to visualize yourself handling the situation easily and calmly. Have you ever done that? We've all done the thing where they're like, oh no, what if it all goes wrong? And then we try to foresee the ways in which it could go wrong.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, what will I do when it goes wrong this way?
Mm-hmm.
We never stop and think, how might it go if it's great and it goes just fine?
I never think that.
Visualize it.
I know. I'm going to try to. Usually it's a 4-hour choose your own adventure in my mind of all the terrible things.
Right, but it shouldn't be.
All right, I'll try.
Kendo, there's no reason for it to remain.
I'm going
to
try to take these tips and use them.
Would you please try?
Why don't you just try to pretend for a day that you have amnesia?
No.
And any worries and cares, just let them go for a day and just find that peace. This is the funniest thing that I read in the notes from the writers. Just pretend for a day you have amnesia. Anything stresses you, worries you.
But that's good because then you say, you know, like, guess what? I'm just not going to worry about that.
Well, hey, there you go. And then that's the thing. Then you reduce the stress and worry.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
That's it.
Look at what we did.
Kendall, I know that we have just helped.
Everybody's happy.
The happiness of our listeners just by leaps and bounds.
I got a smile on my face.
Is that what that is? Okay. But now, why are they running out of the pyramid over there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're coming over here. Oh, man. What's happening?
Dear, close the door quickly.
Close the door.
Quickly.
Oh, my.
Oh, it was terrible, dear.
Was it a mummy, girl?
Oh, there was something chasing us, dear. Watch if he's going to come out of that door any minute. It's terrible. That's a security guard.
Behind him. I'm sure the mummy is behind him.
He must have scared the mummy off, dear. That's what happened.
Oh, my.
Well, what happened? Did you... What did happen?
What's going on?
We put it back, dear, and I can just only imagine that the mummy is a little bit appeased at this point.
Oh, I don't know, girl. I can see terrible things happening. Why, look over there. There's Charles the contractor urinating in the sand.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Charles, the curse is spreading, dear.
Oh, and there's Crockpot, and she's texting on her phone.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, down there, there's a bowel attack
dear.
Oh, I do feel cursed.
Oh, this vile attack can only be the work of the mummy.
Only the work of the mummy.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe you should go and try to fix.
I know what we should do, dear. I'm going to get the Bible. We should go say a prayer, dear.
Yes.
Isn't that a wonderful idea?
Yes.
Put that phone down and get my Bible, dear. Okay, well, we have an exorcism here.
They're going to exorcise the temple.
Oh, there, look, she's getting her holy water out. Holy toilet water.
Well, it's good that she put it in that spray bottle. It makes it much easier, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cliff, do you have any more smell facts for me?
Well, Kendall, I just wish that this show was in smell-o-vision. That everybody...
I wish you could smell.
...could listen. And now, Kendall, forget fingerprints, okay? Just forget them. Perspiration could be the big thing for crime busting in the future. Did you know this? Israeli chemists say the food we eat, drugs we take, and even state of mind all combine to make each person's sweat unique.
Whoa. It's like a little microfish leaving everywhere.
Yeah, and it's exactly like that. And the team at some school is breaking down the components of human sweat as a new kind of ID.
Saying, all right, bored?
Yeah, they had nothing better to do. And so they said everybody has their own chemical fingerprint, and it smells.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that?
Well, now I'm never going to get away with anything. I sweat so much.
I know. So just forget all those crimes.
There's a pool of DNA over there. There's a pool of DNA right over there.
Don't let them shine a black light in this booth.
I know. Charles was there just last night. Cliff, you know there are only seven main smells?
Seven main smells. Let's see if I can name them all. There's dopey and happy and doc and sleepy and grumpy and bashful and who's the other one?
You, Mammy.
No!
Doc.
I said Doc.
Doc, grumpy, bashful, sleepy, dopey, grumpy. Oh my gosh. We said bashful?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's...
forgetful? Sneezy!
Sneezy!
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Oh, and those are the smells, right?
That's the one.
That's them.
Good job. You got it.
No, Kendall, what are they really?
No.
Cheetos?
Sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami. Is that how you say that? Umami. Umami.
What the f*** is umami?
You never heard umami? It's like they have a umami burger in Los Angeles based on that principle, but it's like the...
smell.
Like,
oh, yeah. It's in my notes here.
What now about, you believe me?
Yeah. But I only have five different smells.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I was reading the wrong one. That's the five different tastes.
Oh.
Sorry. There are seven different smells. Musky, putrid, pungent,
pungent.
Cantankerous. And
camphoraceous.
Ethereal. Oh, camphoraceous. Ethereal, floral, and minty.
Ethereal. Yeah, Kendall got them all right there, and now everybody...
I liked the first seven. Can we just stick with those?
I want some french fries. You're talking about hamburgers. I've eaten so much. I've just given it all up totally as we've traveled through Africa.
You know, I've eaten everything. I thought as we got older, maybe we would be thinner and feel better.
Idiot.
But as I got older, I just realized that I've not cared as much. And I'm like, well, I'm fat.
I'm fat. I guess I'll go get a milkshake.
Yeah. Because I do enjoy the milkshake.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, look over there. They're starting to hold hands and pray around the pyramids.
Oh, Charles. Oh, he's taking his underwear off. Charles!
Oh, well, he's making a prayer cloth out of it. Well, I've got to go.
I want to hook the booth up and get out of here before the authorities come.
But do you have any quotes or any parting words?
I got a quote for you, Cliff. Let me get it real quick here. Sorry.
Smell you later.
Cliff, a wedding. That's my quote. A wedding is a funeral where you smell your own flowers. Eddie Cantor said that.
Whoa.
I know, it's beautiful.
And I repeat. Smell you later. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
F minus.